T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I don't think it changes preseason or regular season. I think you go in and I had a good idea of what I wanted to do, what I wanted to call as early calls. To me, the biggest factor of whether it's the first drive or the 10th drive of, hey, get the play in nice and quick to them so they got plenty of time. We're not getting breaking the huddle at 10 seconds rushing the line, you know. And I think we did a good job of that in that first drive. The tempo was really good. The in-out of the huddle was really good. Substitutions were really good. So I felt great about just kind of where we were. And then, obviously, you know, we just want to be able to finish that off in the end.
It's Ken Dorsey from yesterday's press conference with the media talking about the first game and how the communications went internally with the rest of the staff during the preseason opener on Saturday. So thank you, Matt Gould, friend of the show, Matt Gould, former colleague over at Empire Sports Network, who texted me and said that in the middle of the 2018 season, Brian Daboll went down on the sidelines. Lo and behold, that is correct.
Josh Allen's rookie year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, but it was, what happened was, week 7 against Indianapolis, Derek Anderson gets the start. And Daboll goes down on the sidelines, I guess, in part, from the quotes I read, in part because of the change at quarterback, because he had been upstairs for the first 6 weeks. Anderson starts in Indianapolis. Daboll goes downstairs. Let's not talk about how the game went.
I can't remember a thing from that game.
That's good. You shouldn't, because it's not worth remembering. Yes. It was in that stretch where the Bills' offense was literally not scoring any touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was 37-5.
Okay, there's a New England Monday night loss in there.
That's the next week. Now, so here's this. So Daboll goes on the field in week 7. Now, I don't know how far this goes, but it says in the article, at least for the Monday night week 8 clash against New England, Daboll's telling the media he plans to continue calling plays from the sidelines. So I guess at least for a second game, he was still downstairs, but in large part, I think it was because there was a change at quarterback and he wanted to be downstairs to help out Derek Anderson. Wasn't there a game, I want to say there was like a 3-game stretch where they may not have scored an offensive touchdown?
I don't think Derek Anderson led them to a touchdown.
Yeah, right? But was a Bears game in that stretch? A Peterman Bears game? Was that in there in the middle of the season? Or Saints, maybe?
Peterman is not Allen's year.
Why do I think he is?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
No, he was. He
2018?
He won the job in Baltimore. Yep, yeah,
that's right. So do you have the schedule up?
That Peterman Bears game was where he ran out of bounds on the Hail Mary.
Yes, right before halftime. But did they score an offensive touchdown in that game?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because if they went through a stretch, and maybe the Patriots game too, where I thought
Patriots
they went like
game
three
was
games
like,
with.
It was like 27-6. They didn't score in the Patriots Monday night game.
They went through a really hellacious little stretch there where they just could not score any points offensively. And that was, I don't know, did Derek Anderson get injured in the Indy game? I thought he got injured. He got hurt in one of those starts in there. Yeah, so yeah. 30. They lost 37-5 to the Colts. And then 25-6 to New England, and then 41-9 to the Bears.
Has there ever in NFL history been a stranger series of crooked scores than 37-5, 25-6,
right,
and 41-9? Were they all Scorigami?
I was just going to say, wasn't that the stretch where you were bringing up Scorigami and like Mike Shope would tweet out like this has never happened before in the NFL or something like that? Is it possible all three were Scorigami in a row?
I can check.
maybe 25. The oddest one out of the group has got to be 37-5.
37-5 was Scorigami.
25-6. I feel like somehow that wouldn't necessarily be Scorigami. I mean, no. 6 isn't odd. I don't know how often 25 happens.
25-6 has happened twice.
And then 41-9, I'm going to go no.
25-6, the previous one before Bills. No, 25-6. Okay, it's happened a bunch of times. 5 times. All right. The other one was 41-9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 41-9 has happened twice. Nope, sorry, 7 times.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, sorry, Scorigami lists the first game and last game, and you have to see, you know, how many all-time. 7 all-time, and the Bears-Bills was the last one to do it. The other one, 27-5. Let me make sure I didn't read that wrong.
What a stretch.
27, or what was it, 20, the first one?
37-5,
sorry. 37-5, yeah, that's,
by the way,
that's a Scorigami.
Also that season, you might remember the game in Green Bay, Josh's game in Green Bay when they were shut
22
out,
to
22
nothing.
To nothing. How many 22 to nothing games have there been?
I mean, shutouts, a zero.
Not
is,
the shut, right, the 22.
Yeah, a zero is a relatively common,
that's
common
right,
score.
Right.
So that,
but
probably,
22 is probably, I don't know how often 22 happens, but then 22 nothing shutout is kind of an odd score for a shutout, too.
22 to nothing has happened 14 times.
Oh, forget it. I stand corrected. So
but
we're going to stick with 37-5.
The last one is Packers-Bills.
2018.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful offensive performances there. And then, by the way, maybe he went back upstairs against the Jets. Remember, they get Barkley comes in, mm-hmm. and they put up 41 and beat the Jets in week 10 that week, that year.
Right.
Did you want to do fun with geography, or what do you want to do?
I'm happy to do fun with geography.
So I saw this. We got this email from, what was this? BetOnline, right? I think betonline.ag. So they sent out this Twitter info map showing 24% of the states in the U.S. think the Bills will win the Super Bowl. They do a keyword association map in each state. Over 200,000 tweets are tracked. They look for the hashtags Super Bowl pick, win the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57, whatever, anything with Super Bowl. And the Bills had more states than anybody else in this study. They came up with 12 states. Now, what they did was they sent us a map of the United States and the logo of the team over whatever state is determined to, you know, like they, okay, like New York State has a Bills logo on it. So the Bills were number one in New York State in terms of this Twitter info map. So there are 12 states here for the Bills. Now, they do not put names of the states in. And I thought, could you get all these? How well do you know your geography of the United States without actually seeing the names of the states listed on the map? Can you get all 12?
I mean, first off, I could get all 50 states without the names.
Oh, I couldn't. I feel like somewhere in the Great Plains, pretty
no.
positive I would screw up in the Great Plains.
Okay. The 12 states that think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, that
you
I
want
probably,
to guess the? Oh, you already looked at them.
I don't think I can just get those, no. I mean, New York.
Yes.
Maybe? Right, okay. The
yes,
Jets and
New
Giants
York.
Are
yes.
far enough down.
There are two other states in this portion of the country in the
yeah,
Northeast.
I wouldn't have any guesses. I mean, Vermont.
Vermont is correct.
Okay.
And the other one is New Jersey.
I'm about to run like Cliff Clavin on Jeopardy here and just get all the...
So New York, New Jersey, Vermont are all Bills.
Okay. No, I have no idea.
By the way, the rest of New England is Patriots. They got Georgia.
So the rest of New England thinks the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl?
Correct.
There's no way that's right.
I'm just reading the map.
It's just bets on them because
This is hashtag mentions. This is not even bets. This is just hashtag mentions.
Okay, so
New England came up in New England.
So New England Patriots fans are hashtagging Super Bowl. That's
yeah.
all that this takes?
Okay, maybe,
they don't
of course,
actually,
now their hashtag could say, we think it's not our year, the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl. No, it's New England hashtags in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so that doesn't mean that they actually think they're going to win it.
No, it's just mentions. That's all this is based on. So the Bills got 12. They got those three. They got Georgia. They got, I want to say that's North
Big
Carolina and Virginia.
I want 26 shirts to make a shirt that says the Bills, big in Georgia.
Yeah, how about
that?
Like that right? You would think, like down there, like the Bucks are all around, right? The Bucks took Florida. The Bucks took, what is just east of Mississippi? Is that Arkansas, Alabama? Which one? Whatever state it is, the Bucks took that.
Okay.
I told you I'd be bad in the Great Plains. I'm also a little shaky in the Deep South. The Bills took North Carolina and Virginia. They took Illinois. They took both Dakotas.
You can't just get the states by the – I don't even need – I just need the shape.
Yeah. Who's under – who is under – let's see. That's got to be Wisconsin. Is that Iowa right under Wisconsin with the little bubble on the side?
The bubble on the side, like where,
or is that
lake,
Nebraska?
Where a lake would be, or what are we talking about here?
No, I mean the border. The border juts out in kind of a little, almost like a little bubble at the on the eastern side of the state. Is like, that Iowa?
It looks like a rhombus. Yeah, that's Iowa.
Okay, so they got Iowa. They got the two Dakotas, and the Bills carried Alaska.
Nice.
How about that? So I tell you that Bills carried Alaska. Dallas took Texas, and down there, Kansas City took a good chunk of the Midwest. Vegas out there, and the Rams took the West Coast. Anyway, there you go. The Bills, 12 states, number one. Second most would have been the Rams with 5. And then Dallas, Denver, and New England had 4 states. They're all in New England. They're not outside of New England. So there you go for that. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're talking Bills football this morning. 803-0550 to join us with whatever's on your mind this week as we get ready for preseason game number 2. Of course, if there's something else you want to get to, we always have phone lines open for you. Sal's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Hey, I teased this earlier. Forgot to get to it. When we get back, let's do an update on the whole ACL thing because, man, Chris Godwin is, I think, way ahead of the traditional ACL schedule. Maybe this will make you feel good about Trey White. Who knows? We'll give you an update on all the ACL stuff going on because Chris Godwin took another step yesterday in his return from his ACL injury. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.